Move for approval.
Second.
We have a motion by Robbie Angelosi and a second by Miriam Salas. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion passes unanimously.
Brian, can you let them know that we need a first applicant?
753 St. Charles.
So the first item on the agenda is 753-59 St. Charles Avenue. Good morning.
Close, open.
This is such a nice room, y'all.
I wish we would upgrade.
Far away. If anybody wants to know how long it takes to sprint from the floor City Hall across to the 18th floor here, I'll let you know.
Hurry up and wait, right?
Welcome. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Molly Burke, and my address is 400 North Peters.
Melissa Rim, same.
Mike Bucher, 1582 Magazine Street.
Great, thank you. Scott?
This is an application to review changes to a previously approved renovation of a contributing rated three-story commercial building in Lafayette Square. At the October ARC meeting, ARC voted to defer this application for additional review. The ARC requested further study of the mansard canopies. The columns should have more weight, or there should be more columns. A glass enclosure could also be wrapped further around the canopy of the St. Charles facade. The ARC stated that new balconies should not have decorative brackets to match the existing. Window openings could be reintroduced at the octagonal tower to break up the massing. The ARC requested further detailing of the trellis at the octagonal tower, the guardrail and its relationship to the existing parapet, and the perforated doors at the east and south elevations.
All right, would the applicant like to make a brief presentation? And it would be great if you could highlight what has changed since the last review.
Sure. So if you skip through the floor plans to the elevations, the notes that are boxed are different from our previous submission. So on page 12.2, this elevation is pretty much staying the same, but we have decided to not do the new balconies due to budget constraints, so we'll just be keeping the original three balconies on that facade. If you go to the next sheet, there's further detail for the east elevation as you're moving back through the building, including revisions to the column layout on that mansard roof structure, and the green screen system on the zinc tower. And as you're going further back, if you look at detail 3, east elevation rear wall, you can see that previously we had a zinc tower in the back portion of the building, and we've decided against that. It will just be a stucco structure with a green wall system attached. And another thing to note on elevation number 1 is this louvered door on the bottom right corner. And I get into further detail later in this document, but the idea is to keep the rhythm of the existing storefronts adjacent to it and keep that mullion pattern kind of repeating in this custom wood louvered door.
It's a roll-up garage door.
Were the planters under all the windows in the previous application?
Yeah, the window boxes, yes.
Balcony railing to be replaced in kind to be 42 inches. It's drafted as if the railing is coming down to the deck. I'm assuming it will not be on the deck, but elevated so water can drain.
Yeah, it's lifted up about half inch, an inch off the deck.
Is that the way they are now?
Yes. So due to the height of those balconies, which is approximately 36 inches.
I understand you got to change the code, but normally you get a bigger gap around 3 inches down there for the water to drain. I was just wondering if this is what's there that you're replacing, just increasing the height, or whether you're changing that, or whether this is just a library part or tool in your system.
The current railing is big and obtrusive. It's up there, it's about 4-inch diameter.
What do you see there?
What's there existing? You can see that. And it's not to code.
But we're going to match it?
Yeah, I think we're talking about two different things. So
if
you look at that column on the left, that third image down is the existing railing on the balconies. So that is currently 36.
Okay, sorry, I thought I was on the...
Yeah, similarly, the top image right there shows what that railing on the St. Charles facade is, on the interior side of that wall. It might be 42 inches, but we are going to replace it with a railing that matches closer to the existing balcony railing.
I understand you got to meet code, and I'm not arguing with that. My question is that, is it going to be elevated kind of like this? Was that what's there? Or are you putting it down a half inch above the deck there?
It'll be elevated like it is. We're going to rebuild
it. Okay, yeah, that's more appropriate to be elevated like that rather than a half inch, because dirt and crap gets caught in there, and the water can't drain, and you're creating issues that we don't have to deal with down the road.
Actually, if it's over a right of way, by code, you have to have 1 3/4 inch minimum gap between the balcony and that.
But not greater than 4.
I'm saying that maximum height is 1 3/4 if you're over a public right of way. So actually,
oh, really?
That bottom rail, it's technically the beer bottle rule. Is that if you were to have a beer bottle that was to like tip over, it would have something that would block it so you don't smash someone in the head.
Oh, wow.
This is from doing...
I'm unaware of that.
I wasn't aware of that.
Only in New Orleans.
Enjoying the fact that our building code falls around beer bottles.
Well, I'm sure that it's not, but that is the intent of it.
Is that an IBC?
I believe it's an IBC. Yeah, I mean, I know that it's...
National building code.
It's definitely in the code enough that I've gotten popped for it, and B, because I got popped for it that one time, I will never forget it.
Yeah.
So
I always had the 4-inch sphere rule. Couldn't be greater than 4 inches.
You can't be greater than 4 inches until you get to 34 inches, and then once you get to 34 inches above, you can pop up to 8 inch.
Okay.
Up to 42.
So between 36 and 42, you can be 8 inches.
Yes.
Okay. Learn something new every day.
I've spent an enormous amount of time on balcony railings, unfortunately.
We're dealing with the Beauregard Kai's house, and the state fire marshal is telling us we can't be greater than 4 inches above the 36. And Nicole is saying we have to do one thing.
The fire marshal is wrong.
I'm not. It wasn't
me. All right. Back to this building.
Okay.
Not really. I haven't had a chance to fully review it. This one is Wendy's previously.
Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of the details requested previously have been kind of flushed out a little bit more, so I hope it makes more sense on the shape of that mansard roof and the zinc cornice and the relationship of all these elements. And adding on to that, how the green screen is attached to that zinc wall system.
The staff in reviewing all this, is there any comments or suggestions? Or
not at this time. We do have public comment. Public comment rules are you have 2 minutes to make your comments. Please state your name and address.
Okay, my name is Jack Stewart. It's like a jury school.
Could you hear that?
No.
He's asking if the ground floor windows are getting taller on the Julia Street elevation?
No.
The question was the dash lines you have up, and that is that being filled in? Is it going up?
The dash line indicates where existing awnings are currently, and we're proposing to replace like the fabric and the material of the awnings, but not the location of the awnings.
That's your question.
Thank you.
Is there any more discussion?
I have a question, and I'm not sure if it's a drafting issue or the overhead door on St. Charles. I know you're going through the effort of doing the divisions on the door per se, but in the exhaust louver above, is continuous. Is there a reason for that? Because if it's trying to mirror what is happening on the other side of the column, that was, those transoms are divided, so it's kind of odd that you are mirroring the bottom part of the opening, but not the above the transom. And also the horizontal element, it wants to be aligned, but it's not fully aligned.
Yeah, if you look at the last sheet, 21.2, there's a section and kind of a 3D view of that door. So we have some fans above that door that are helping pull the air through the parking garage.
And that's what's up in the house.
So those fans are located behind that horizontal louver. Mm-hmm. And it's sticked out, or they're not in the same plane. The door is not in the same plane as the fans because the door has to go past the fans. Mm-hmm. So you can see in the section how the door will go up past the back of the fans.
Okay.
And there's also a canopy there, so you really don't see that transom very much.
There is a canopy. So that transom, the bottom of the transom will be lower than the bottom of the canopy in elevation.
But the canopy is sort of a line in all three bays, and so your horizontal line does protrude below in this bay, not in the other bays. Right. So it's like you're so close that it's kind of like either you're different or you're the same, because when you're like so close but not, it kind of drives your eye too much.
I think that if they're just added some little styles on the sides, that's sort of the same, you know, sort of thickness as the other transoms, I think that would. That minor, and it would resolve that without disrupting free area or the detail. Or
I have a question, you guys, on this. I know, I'm not sure if this is fair or not. You guys are seeking tax credits on this project?
No.
I don't know. Because I just proposed this in a project in Kansas City. And MPS didn't allow me to do that.
Oh,
yeah. What, the perforated metal?
The lure above, no.
Really?
Interesting.
Is there any other discussion or is there a motion?
So I have a question. This isn't really architectural so much, just quality of life. So if you have this exhaust fan that's pulling all this air from the garage and it's hitting a canopy and driving all that down onto the sidewalk, what is that?
That's fresh air intake.
Oh, it's intake. Okay, never mind. Great. Never mind.
Yeah, the garage is actually open on the whole back side. It was really just a matter of getting air the enclosed section of the garage, because it's really a kind of a linear garage that opens up off the back.
Okay.
Then,
thank you.
Into the alley.
Jack, you had another question.
Then you may want to change the exhaust.
What is the use of the building?
Hotel.
The HGLC, for the record, does not have jurisdiction over proposed use. All right, if there isn't any other discussion, is there a motion?
I'll motion for approval. I said just with the minor notes about, you know, the styles over that louver. I think that was the only comment.
Yeah.
Details we work out the staff level?
Yeah, I mean, I think they already have details.
Okay.
So,
well,
I would like to review these balconies and things like that to see what's really going on there, because this scale, 1/16, a little hard to tell what the details are.
All right, we have a motion by Ashley King. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, second by Miriam Salas. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. All right, the next item on the agenda is 401 Magazine Street. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Joshua Gramlich, 401 Magazine Street.
Caitlin Barrett, 401 Magazine Street.
Thank you, staff.
This is an application to replace the existing front entry door with a new wood front entry door at a contributing rated three-story commercial building and full control TK in place. There are two options that were submitted, so that's how they're laid out in the. Do you want to make a brief presentation? Or?
Sure, so currently existing is a faux double door with a side light. Being the renovation of Bonton as a steakhouse, the owners requested a half light so it appears a single door, which is more traditional in the restaurants they build. All the details match the existing doors next to it as far as panel molding. So really the only change is eliminating that bead, which makes it look like a double door. Swing is proposed to stay the same. Side light is proposed to stay the same. However, we are proposing that the side light be operational because the door is only a 32-inch leaf and in need of ADA access, we can open the side light as well.
In this picture right here, the owners actually also own Chop House NOLA, which is across the street, kind of diagonal, and this is the door that they have on Chop House, which is exactly the same thing which we're trying to go with, just minus a half light, a side light.
In the, I thought in the proposal there was two options.
There's
all we have is a hard copy of one.
I think this is their preferred option.
So I'm in communication with Dennis. The owner does not want the one that y'all are seeing on the screen.
Why?
Does not want the mutton bars. He wants more like this.
Why?
Why? Yeah.
He didn't say why. He hates it. He wants to go with something mimicking Chop House.
So he wanted the larger glass light so he could put the label on the door. With the six individual lights, there's no room to put the restaurant name on it.
What's their existing?
It was the old Bonton Cafe, and we're renovating it for the.
I know,
the
but what door was
the
there?
Door, what did it look like?
It was a faux double door with three lights each, so it was like a six light door.
The door was open when I was there, so it's a little hard to see it, but no, it's just some existing. But if you go, I think to the left.
So the canopy is going away. Where the signage
this is
now.
Yeah, right there.
No, the canopy is staying.
With
the
that's
door.
The door. With
signage.
That's
existing.
So this one has two lights?
Yes.
This is existing.
You
might check with the
supplier
to that fix that was excessive signage.
So that looked like it was three leaves, but two leaves long is a single unit.
Might verify
correct.
That.
Okay.
I mean, sorry, the first proposal is what is appropriate.
Yeah.
Option
one. I would say option one is approved and option two is rejected.
So Bonton's coming back?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
That's good.
That's good news.
We talked them out of a brass door, if that helps so much.
Yeah, they want to do a solid brass door. We talked them out of that.
Maybe talk about the option two actually.
I forget what's across the like, I forget contextually.
It's all
a lot
this.
Of parking lots around.
Well, I'm familiar because it was originally, it's still part of the St. James Hotel, right?
Here's the Google.
St. James is across the street.
Right? Well, that's what I'm saying. He's referencing Chop House across the street, and I'm saying that that might be a different context. I just don't remember. So it's a different context.
Chop
so.
House is to your left a little bit, to your left a little bit more.
Yeah.
Right
so
down the corner over there.
It's just, it's too.
If it's too Plaza far away, can we try to look directly at the building across from the magazine?
So this is sort of like, I understand he's referencing it, but it's a different context.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Can we go back to 401 magazine and look at the building directly across the street and take a look at their, what they have as their doors?
Well, it's got to be in context to the building we're working on. These are different style buildings and so forth.
Right, and so that's a pair already. So, you know, the problem is that you're already, you know, having that try, you know, that three divided. I know he doesn't want to hear that.
And those across the way aren't appropriate for the buildings to begin with, so.
I mean, he can put a plaque on the middle rail underneath if that's really important to him.
Well, signage flat on the building is hard to read unless you're in front of it there.
Yeah.
You know, the canopy is what people are going to really see, and I think a sign on the door, no matter where you put it, is going to have limited visibility.
Yeah.
I think you need to rethink the signage.
Is it going to still have an awning?
Yeah, are there any, did you do any research in terms of historic photos of this property, of what might have been there originally?
Don't No, so the original door is still there.
It's still there, yeah.
We just boarded up every day.
But I mean, is that original, original to the building?
I'm not sure that's original to the building.
No, so we did not research that.
We wouldn't have had those transoms there. The doors would have been full height.
With night blinds. Historic photographs might reveal, you know, what was there originally, which might give, if your owner wanted to restore all the openings.
Or at least have further context, proof that there was an anomaly in terms of a entrance to it. But right now,
keeping those other openings and doing this, I can't vote for.
I have a question. If the owner replaced all of the openings, then he can get a different type of door.
If he was basing it on restoration on historic evidence.
Yeah, but where I was going is, but even then was proposed of a side light with a door is not consistent with anything that was there because it's not symmetrical, right?
I doubt find any historic precedents for this.
It wouldn't be the asymmetrical version.
Oh, no, I'm not saying there would be. Okay. I'm just saying it might give him other options that he prefers if you wanted to redo all the millwork at the ground floor based on restoration.
That makes sense.
Options. Mm-hmm. Putting it out there, but given that this is the existing pattern that is on the building, I don't think it's appropriate to change it. All right, is there any public comment regarding 401 Magazine Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or is there a motion?
Make a motion to approve option one.
I'll second.
Before you make it, do you want to go back to your client and discuss this before we make a motion, or do you want us to take a vote today?
I'd take a vote today.
Okay,
what does the vote do?
Basically, they can go forward with what we are recommending, or they can appeal that recommendation to the commission.
Okay. Do you want us to make a vote?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They won't be able to come back with this. This is then dead. Mm-hmm. They cannot come back for however many months. This application here. Okay. As long as you understand that.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
There's a motion by Miriam Salas and a second by Robbie Cangelosi. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll send you a letter.
All right.
All right. The next item is 416 Common.
416 Common?
Hi. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Sure. St. George Massetti, 1048 Lakeshore Boulevard, Slidell, Louisiana, 70461.
Great. And you, sir?
Tom Landry, 46. Good address. The address.
Your address.
My address?
Your address.
718 St. James Street, 170130.
Great, thank you. Staff?
This is an application for the removal of existing French doors, for installation of new fixed and sliding glass doors, installation of new roof-mounted pergola structure, fixed planters, and exterior fireplace at the 5th and 6th floor terraces of an existing contributing-rated 6-story multifamily building in Picayune Place. And this property is also under a PRC easement, and this the proposed changes have been reviewed by their easement committee. If you'd like, I can go through their comments. For the 5th floor terrace at the doors, the recommendation is to modify the openings to design 3 symmetrical openings and add transoms. For the removal of the concrete pavers, that's been approved by PRC. New planters are conceptually approved, provided the size and weight of the planters, soil and proposed plantings are reviewed by a structural engineer. If approved, the existing masonry cannot be used as a back for the planter, and the height of the plantings can never exceed 7 feet. For the 6th floor terrace, the fireplace is approved, provided the rear of the fireplace is a minimum of 6 inches off the existing wall and has a stucco treatment at the rear. And the pergola has been deferred until they have determined if zoning and HDLC guidelines allows such an addition.
Great, thank you. Would the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
All right, so I don't want to repeat what you've already said, but if you look at the plans that we submitted, we'll start on the sixth floor. What we are proposing is to add a pergola. You can see it on the first page. Evidently, that is visible from the street, visible from Canal Street, but is similar in design to the existing pergola, which is kind of in the center of the sixth floor there. Going on to the fifth floor, the first thing that we would like to do is replace the three French doors with three sliders and a fixed panel. This to enhance light in the master bedroom, also be mediated at the same time at those three French doors which are presently leaking. They would be a little bit higher than the existing openings. And if you look at the pictures that we have submitted, when you are standing right at the edge of Canal Street, you do not see anything on that fifth floor. You would have to basically walk to the median of Canal Street to see just slightly the top of them. This picture that you have on the screen right now is taken from basically across from Canal Street, basically backing at the building on the sidewalk. And that's when you can see the top of the existing opening. On and then, of course, we talked about a fireplace that we would like to add. It's a gas fireplace, no wood burning. And introducing some landscaping in the shape of movable planters on all the terraces.
And in contact and transparency in regards to these openings and view range, because there's been a lot of time also recently on rooftop additions, and at which point is something visible, and what is fair in terms of visibility. And so if you go back and you look at preservation brief 14, which is the Park Service on new additions and such, it's my personal opinion that anything that is visible within 100 feet and closer, that I think should be the view range. Mm-hmm. Anything outside of 150 feet, you're going to see something at some point.
Yeah.
And so that was, as from my hat with the facade easement, my recommendation to them was to mask out with the height of the openings and take the pictures at 150 feet.
That's
so
fair.
So the Common Street Canal side, mm-hmm, is within 150 feet. Once you get further past that, you're beyond that 150 feet.
So the PRC was okay with changing the three?
No, it was the, where it had, there has not been a final ruling on it. It was asked to do the mock-up of the windows and see what the view range was, because if they, the opinion of the PRC was that if they were visible, they should have sort of a three-part height if they're visible.
Yeah.
They're not visible, so these pictures have not gone back to the PRC, to the facade easement committee.
Or I've seen in other, on other rooftops, there's an office in Canal, but because in Canal, there's three so wide that it doesn't help for a sideline.
No,
line,
and
right?
Canal
so
Street is actually,
it's the worst three to a sideline.
Right.
It has too much distance, right? But the question is, and I don't know what happened in floor plan wise inside, Sandra, but it would be acceptable if actually the opening is the entire, like it become a glass wall.
There is a column that is preventing that.
Yeah, I didn't know what was
which is the reason for the fixed panel. like 12 inches gotcha. Of wall and then can, the tree slider.
Can you change that section of exterior facade so that it's almost like a spandrel glass in front of that column?
That'd be interesting.
Like a piece of spandrel glass in front of that column. That way it's one continuous yeah. opening.
Absolutely. It's actually and, a great idea. Yeah.
And it mm-hmm. would appear mm-hmm. as sort of a continuous opening. Yeah. And I think that that mm-hmm. would be, you know.
I think it wants to be, as opposed to an asymmetrical opening, I think it wants to be a full opening. And
right. Yeah, or I think at least a read from a distance. And yeah. if that little sliver in front of yeah. the column was spandrel glass, mm-hmm. then the head height at least would be consistent.
Or if you mimic, for instance, if you, let's say spandrel is not a solution, but if you were to mimic center line, the location of that column, mm-hmm. meaning it's still symmetrical. So what I think is throwing me off is that this building is extremely symmetrical.
Right.
So having a very asymmetrical, visible rooftop is going to drive your eye to that. So whether it is expanded or mirroring the location of the column. So
and I think that's a great idea.
Either yes. one of those, I think,
yeah.
will work.
I think mirroring that location on the column is yeah. fantastic.
You should use a center line yeah. mirror. Yeah. And
I wouldn't want to change the interior because yeah. the way it is right now is what gives them the maximum amount mm-hmm. of light within the bedroom. Mm-hmm. There is no other window in that bedroom, mm-hmm. so it is very cavernous otherwise. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, no, I think that's very feasible.
Yeah.
And as I said before, you would have to go on the other side of Canal Street to even yeah. start seeing a little bit of the top of
yeah.
it.
Right.
The guidelines of for this committee is anything seen from the public right away, correct? It's not
correct.
Limited to a
that's
certain distance.
Correct.
We've
that's
had
our jurisdiction.
Before.
Yeah.
Right. I understand your position.
I would just be a hypocrite if I said anything beyond 150 feet.
Mm-hmm. Requirements here, anything seen from the public right away. I don't have a problem with increasing the height. I think that would be beneficial.
Yeah.
I do have a problem with it not relating to what's down below there. I think increasing the height would actually help it because
yeah.
it's kind of clumsy at the top here. I do see the rhythm set up in here, and when you increase the height, I think it's going to be a little bit more pronounced. And then, you know, we've set the precedent here for other applicants who come in and said you allowed it over here. I would be willing to look at what's being y'all suggesting, but I'm gonna have to really be convinced that's the right thing to do with it all across there.
Right. But from what Marion's
only
point.
One vote.
Right. And Marion's vote.
Another comment from that, please.
Oh, we moved
right.
away from the spandrel glass. Okay.
No, I think we still have a spandrel, but it is the division of light is different.
Yes.
Okay. So that it's more symmetrical.
So what I was saying is something like this.
Yeah.
So what you see is it was three, right? So
mm-hmm.
on a center line.
I'd be willing to look at that.
Yeah, I'd be willing to support that.
Adhere to a center line and make it symmetric.
Right. And one of those is spandrel and the other one's real glass.
Yeah. Or no. Or like I was saying, if this is solid, I'm assuming that's where the column is, right? So if you find
yes.
the center line, just use
right.
this as a center line. And then just mirror it, create a fake little portion of a wall, and then mirror this window here.
Would you be okay? Because I know this has gone, because that was something that PRC suggested
mm-hmm.
prior to the mock-up.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the case is to get as much glass along that facade, would if one of those slivers was glass and the other sliver was spandrel glass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just.
Either way.
Just knowing all the dialogue that we've had before and just.
Well,
sort of
solid. I just think it wants to not be as symmetrical.
Correct. I agree with you.
The only problem would be that on the set of sliders, I'm not sure. Okay. So the set of sliders here would then not be. You couldn't totally open it if there is a.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a portion of wall.
Or if there was two sliders going in this, and then you just might have that piece of glass between them.
Mm-hmm. You do that.
French doors are trying to get away from them.
Yeah.
Right. They always
very
leak.
Right. Yeah, but if you had a pair, if there was two sliders that
opened
this way, I don't know if they could slide
Yeah, you can. Okay, pass it on.
What about creating some mullions, you know, not change the configuration of the tree sliders? Because that is what allows them to open the room at its maximum.
Mm-hmm. Sorry,
but creating mullions that actually make, you know, the symmetry that you're looking for.
I guess we'd have to see that.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking aloud right now.
Yeah. So I guess we would have to see that to see how you're executing that.
Okay. Yeah, I think you have several ways to achieve that continuous glass opening loop or a symmetrical three partition opening. So I think that what is important is to know that we're fine with increasing of the height, with increasing of the opening.
Or maybe
size.
What it is yes. that, you know, we do this. You know, create five openings.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And this, you know, basically
there's a fixed panel.
Is a fixed panel that has a portion of wall behind
it.
Yes. You know?
Fine.
Keep this set of sliders, you know, original so that they can actually open
that's
it.
I'm gonna make a motion for deferral so the applicant can study these different options and come back to us. I would like to see more than one option when they come back.
Okay.
These different things we've been discussing.
Can we talk about the pergola briefly?
Oh yeah.
There's the pergola on the sixth floor that I don't think meets the guidelines.
Yeah, I wasn't. What is the rule on
the?
Should be 1.5 times the height is the setback from the front face of the building. So it kind of, based on how small the terrace is, it kind of pushes it to be almost nothing if you get the setbacks in there.
But we can't approve anything that doesn't comply. That would have to go over our heads, so we don't have an option here.
So
that's for the bedroom.
What you're calling the facade of the building is this, basically, right?
Yes.
I believe it's on the edge of the building.
Right.
Should be like the front face.
This terrace over here is set back, right? So your angle is different.
I guess that would be a good discussion for the ARC.
Is
so
it right setback?
The guidelines say it should be 1.5 times the height is the setback. So again, the front face is stepping back.
So this is the facade right here, right? The terrace is here.
This would be like the facade of the terrace at that level.
Yes, that would be the facade of the terrace of that level.
Because the idea is that it's pushed back to reduce visibility, so like it should be set back from this edge.
So you're talking about
the street to be less visible.
So the edge you're talking about is this edge and not the facade of the building itself.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Right,
because it said building, so I thought it was there.
That's my understanding.
So
is it the case?
I don't have the documents in front of me. I didn't have them at that time.
So go to the elevation photographs, or the photographs of the front of the building that show it.
I don't see the condition. It's pretty much.
You want the drawings or the photographs?
The photographs.
So it's this area
right
here on top of this.
Right.
Yeah. If we're talking about the view range, I do think you'd see it even there, though, versus the windows, the pergola.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I think you have actually a picture behind there that shows the sixth floor terraces.
Right, so it's not the front elevation at the street, it's of that level.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
okay.
The way
okay.
Right. It's always been
perfect.
Interpreted.
Correct.
Understood.
Right.
And the pergola would be identical to the pergola that you see on the left on the sixth floor.
Right, I think that other pergola is a little bit different scenario since it's tucked in between.
Mm-hmm. It's tucked in
between the building, like in this C shape, and that was approved over 20 years ago with the, as we discovered, with the construction of the original building. So
I would also like to see the mock-ups that the PRC has asked on the
building.
That's whatever
this.
They
those are
This has not been presented to the PRC. These mock-ups have not been presented to the PRC. So that's this.
Well, I'm sticking with my motion then. And as far as the pergola,
can we
can't approve it.
Can we back up? Is there any public comment regarding 416 Common Street? You did.
Oh. You didn't. Okay.
Let me check outside. Okay, there being none, is there any more discussion or motion?
Could we maybe talk about the fireplace?
Is that visible from the street at all?
Absolutely not.
So I don't think we have jurisdiction over it.
Yeah.
Especially if it's set back off the parapet wall.
All right,
Robbie,
is there a motion?
The motion I made is to defer the application so the applicant can go back and study different options for the openings on that 5th floor up in there. And as far as the pergola goes, we can't approve it. It doesn't meet the guidelines, so we have no option there. You can appeal or take it to the full commission or whatever, but at this level, we have no option on that other than to deny.
So, is there a second in the motion? So basically, at this point, it's a motion to defer.
Yeah, so I can second that. I'm just wondering, like, with PRC hat versus this hat.
Complicated.
It's not a denial. It's not an approval. It's a deferral.
Right.
We have a motion by Robbie Cangelosi and a second.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Yeah, enough information.
Thank you. We'll write
from
you a letter.
Just a quick question. So I'm trying to understand the process, especially with the PRC and DHDLC involved. So at this point, we have basically an understanding about the fireplace, about the pavers, and about the planters, as long as they don't exceed 7 feet.
Yes, that was a PRC.
Okay. The planters are below the height of the parapet,
yes,
so they
yes,
don't.
Yes, yes,
and the PRC capped the height of the plantings.
Right.
The planting per se, the vegetation, yes. Right. Not the planter per se.
Correct.
Gotcha.
At this stage, unless we wanted to appeal or whatever, the pergola is a total no.
Correct.
And so the only thing in question, I believe, would be the openings, which we would present again to the PRC on the 5th.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
And then come back to the ARC on the 18th.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I got it.
Yeah. So, I mean, luckily, timing-wise, it works. And I would say, that the presentation package would be the same.
Right. Right. Okay. I will unfortunately be out of town on the 5th, but I think at this point, if I send you a package...
That would you have to ask Leah.
Okay.
That Leah is the gatekeeper procedures.
Right. Okay. And I will correspond with her.
Okay. Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
I don't know whether it's this one or another project, but I have a person working for one of my clients saying, they lived in a condo in a building, and it's an easement, and the HDLC wished to go to first. I said, well, there's no real correct answer for that. It's a chicken and egg there.
Is there a procedural thing?
I don't think there is.
I think there is.
Technically, since I thought the PRC owned the facade, there they actually have to be the applicants over here, and that's what I would recommend.
The owner has to go to, correct me if I'm wrong, has to go to the PRC first. Does that make sense?
That's what I recommended to them.
I usually recommend the PRC.
Yeah,
that's
what
I say. No, and there is the project. Right. All right. The next application is 329 North Diamond Street. Can the applicant state their name and address for the record, please?
Ben Allen with Studio BKA Architects, 3328 Bank Street.
Great. Thank you. Yeah.
This is an application for the renovation of a non-contributing rated two-story warehouse building for conversion to a hotel use in the warehouse district. Would you like to make a brief presentation about the changes?
Yes, so we were here last year discussing the St. Joseph half of this big warehouse building. And currently, the Diamond Street side is different in that it has a small one-story stucco CMU bay that's presented to the street. And then there's the first three bays of the warehouse trusses are on this property. The other half is separate ownership in this separate application. That half is going to be demolished. So if you see interior photos, it's a vacant warehouse with some existing large, I think 1950s era steel pipe trusses. The proposal, the conversion to a hotel, is to retain the first bay masonry wall with a one-story massing across the front. Program in there would be a lobby slash kind of retail space to serve the hotel and one of the bedroom, bathroom suites, as well as having the main entrances and service entrances on that mass. Have a flat roof on top of that mass where we would have an equipment area and an amenity deck on either side of that mass. So, and then the interior, the intention is to retain the steel trusses and to underneath those have a structure for the hotel suite with the pool under cover of a warehouse structure. You can kind of see a little better in the axonometric view where you can kind of see the front program on the roof and the portion of warehouse we intend to retain, kind of keeping the metal panels, restoring the metal panel corrugated look on top of that, and keeping the equipment below sight lines is the goal. The facade, the street facade, we're sort of reorganizing it to echo what was there, but reflect the program needs inside. On the left, you see some higher windows for the bedroom suite program. You have the entry underneath that. We're proposing a canopy overhang above that window, and then for the lobby space to have a larger series of steel look, kind of narrow mountain aluminum windows that would be a little more open to the public space. That would replace, there's some existing punched openings on that side. And if you scroll down, yeah, the perspective views show our goal to keep that warehouse expression more or less intact and hide equipment on that roof up there to kind of minimally impact that street look. It's not intended to be very flashy, it's more about surprise coming inside and seeing the space.
Usually want to relate to the streetscape, but this is the streetscape.
Right.
All these warehouses.
Yeah.
I don't have any suggestions.
Is there any public comment regarding 329 North Diamond? Any ARC discussion?
No, I mean, none of the windows there are existing. I mean, yes, they're sort of replicate steel windows, but they're not warehouse. Like, there's no false, I wouldn't say that they're a false history in terms of the order of, like, I'm mentally going through the checklist.
Yes, you're doing your due diligence here.
You know, the stucco band, the added stucco band, you know, I would say that facade has been altered so much over the years, and that, and I think, yes, I think anything, I think what they're proposing, you know, meets the standards.
What is a canopy?
It's going to be kind of a cantilevered structure with a sheet metal fascia around it with a profile sort of to be designed.
Mm-hmm. Very simple.
Simple, yeah.
Simple light.
Yeah.
There's probably some lights in the bottom for safety.
Yeah.
Did you ask for public comment?
I did.
Okay. I'll move for approval with details to be worked out at the staff level.
Second. We have a motion by Robbie Candeloso and a second by Miriam Salas. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Y'all are involved in the collection project management.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was asked to do existing conditions of the campus, which I did do.
Okay.
And I was told that I would be handling all the historic architecture. They were bringing in the outside.
Yes.
To do the instrumentation.